You know, the appellate division already knocked out about 85% of the case against Donald Trump and this, nearly $500 million bond they need. This is simply an attack on somebody they don't like. The judge in this case, Enderon, went after this guy, set a ridiculous amount. You can't secure a bond. And the Eighth Amendment of the United States Constitution specifically says there's a prohibition on excessive fines. Well, when there are no victims, nobody came forward to say I was defrauded. In fact, the banks and the companies that did business with the Trump Organization said we do business with them again because we made so much money. And we made it back faster than we should. There's no complaint here. It's simply lawfare attacking the number one candidate for the Republican Party. But let me be perfectly clear about this. They throw chains on Trump Tower. They throw chains on Seven Springs or start fire sailing Donald Trump's assets. People aren't going to do business in New York, number one. And number two, his standing in the polls is going to go up. His standing in the polls is going to go up. There's just no two ways about it because America has a general sense of fairness. America has a general sense of fairness, and they don't like these kinds of games at all. Not at all, all right? Okay, some brand new polling, by the way. Now, out over the weekend from MERS and Mitchell Research, MERS is a news agency in Lansing, Michigan, shows Donald Trump winning over Joe Biden head-to-head by 3. And when you throw in Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, and Jill Stein, Trump wins again, this time by 2. Both Biden and Trump lose a little bit of support, but not very much. And when you go back to, I don't know if I've mentioned these before, but CNN on Friday has Trump winning Michigan by 8. Trump winning in Michigan by 6 if it's a five-way race. In Pennsylvania, if it's a five-way race, Trump wins by 2. You see, every single state, Donald Trump is winning when it comes to the swing states. It's important. By the way, speaking of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Jen Psaki, remember her, Jen Psaki, the one that left the Biden administration to go to MSNBC, the woman that little Chucky Todd didn't mention in his little meltdown on TV because MSNBC and NBC News hired Ronna McDaniel to be a paid consultant. And over the weekend, if you missed it in the first hour, he had a complete meltdown. Oh, I can't believe we've hired this person. Is she telling the truth or is she just, saying what needs to be heard by those that are paying her? Chuck, people would say the same thing about you, you clown. What are you doing? Are you saying what should be said? Are you asking the questions that should be said? Or are you just working for NBC, hoping that the questions you ask and the things you say are accepted by NBC News? I mean, how absurd. That's why Chuck Todd is a clown. These are not serious journalists. Jen Psaki is not a serious journalist, all right? She's not. She's a political partisan hack. Although a better partisan hack on the podium than KJP is. Jen Psaki was much better at the job than Corrine is, that's for sure. Anyhow, Jen Psaki, the reason I brought her up, she is freaking out over Robert F. Kennedy, just freaking out. They want him gone. In fact, the DNC and the Democrat Party is going after him directly, trying to block him from having any access to numerous ballots. They want him blocked from states. They don't even want him on the ballot. That's how agitated they are, and they know how dangerous RFK Jr. is to them. Look, I'd watch a debate between President Donald Trump and RFK Jr. That'd be fun. If Joe Biden didn't show up, can you imagine how much fun that would be? Just set the ground rules and say, look, let's work together. Can we work together? Can we get this done? Can we answer questions about the border, about Bidenomics, about the future of America, education, gun rights, all of it? Wouldn't that be something to have a debate between Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? What about COVID? Because RFK Jr. has some problems with the way Donald Trump handled COVID. I believe Donald Trump was misled by the so-called experts around him, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Birx, and all of these people misled Donald Trump. We know that. He didn't get the facts as he should have. We know that. Because they were misled. Everybody, I don't know who was doing the misleading and who was doing the majority of it, but I know that Pfizer and these others cashed in big because of things that they said, right? Anyhow, I digress. Anyhow, Jen Psaki sounding the alarm. If you look at RFK Jr., it's a name recognition issue. As Tom was just talking about, there are still states in the country, obviously, I mean, Georgia, one of them I will name, where the Kennedy name is beloved. Georgia, the name is beloved. Psaki went on to disparage the independent candidate, claiming that his fan base might be too caught up in his last name to see the conspiracy theorist beliefs. Oh, the big pharma's out to make big profits and doesn't really care about American health? That conspiracy? Because I kind of buy into that one lately. Ivy and I were talking about that yesterday. I used to be a big supporter of pharmaceutical companies because, you know, they can lower your blood pressure and help you live longer and deal with diabetes. But at some point, you feel like they've crossed the line to, hey, we only care about our profits and how much money we can make, and the health of America is really not that important. You get that feeling? I kind of get that feeling sometimes. Anyhow, so she's going after him. Many of the Democrat Party acknowledge the third-party threat. Joe Trippi told NBC News last week that these candidates are the biggest threat to Biden as well. These third-party candidates, Jill Stein, Cornel West, and mostly Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because they call him Bobby Kennedy Jr. on NBC. They try to embarrass him. They do. It's what they're trying to do. Anyhow, never a dull moment, right? Never a dull moment. Again, how are your brackets? We're going to check in with Brock Palmbush here in just a moment on sports, but it looks like no big Cinderella story this year. No 12 or 11 or 12 seed making it to the Sweet 16 even. Anyhow, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back. It is the Steve Gerber Show.
Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.